Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host for today, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host is Sabina Miller. We're still trying to figure out if we're related.
Well, Miller's the 10th most common used name in the country, so I don't think we're related. Plus, you're tall and beautiful. I'm short and
beautiful.
And beautiful.
Gorgeous. And actually, Miller isn't my maiden name, so, you know, that's, there you go.
Okay.
So maybe you're related to my other side of the families.
Well, I think if you go back far enough, we're all related to each other.
Let's leave it at that.
That's another
okay.
show.
All right, Danny. Yeah, we'll get you back on that one because we might need a social worker. So we've been talking with Danielle Galloway, also known as Danny.
Yes.
And you've been giving us a lot of information on your role here at Project Independence as a community social worker. One of the things we were talking about before the show started with Sabina was, you know, just like any profession, you know, it's a real specialty to kind of want to help and to learn about specifically seniors.
Yes.
So, and that really seems to be what drives you. Where did it start? Where did that start, that drive to be, you know, working with the older population?
Well, I would have to say my being spoiled as a child, as the firstborn granddaughter of my maternal grandparents and paternal grandparents. And so I found that most of my childhood, I could not be separated from my grandparents. I absolutely adored them. I cherished my every, she sneezed on the truth. I cherished my every day, my every Hanukkah, my every Christmas, my every Easter, my every Passover, and every day in between.
But do you have a clue? You're talking about how you loved it, you cherished it. Do you have a clue what you did for those grandparents? Being a great grandmother, I can tell you, you brought them a world of pleasure.
Well, I believe they enjoyed me on occasion, but I think they endured me more. But they actually, they indulged me, and they indulged my waking mind and my inquisitive character. And because we had such endearing time together, that when they left here, and they're all gone now, that my ideas about helping individuals changed from helping disabled individuals or individuals with specific neurological difficulties. Although I worked with traumatic brain injury, and I worked with individuals that had all types of personality disorders and physical disabilities, that what stood out and what was most prevalent for me as my life force was gerontology, because I felt that I could learn so much from individuals as I did from my grandparents, who aren't here anymore, who were here before I was here, and they have so much to offer by way of history and just their whole way of delighting in the little things of the world, and so poignant in so many ways of teaching us the real relevance of life and why we're here, that when I'm allowed to spend time with them, whether they're strangers or they're constituents that I see once a week, it's always a pleasure. And to be able to help them is such a privilege that it goes way beyond the 9 to 5. And so because my grandparents were also recipients of JASA housing, they lived on Beach 19th Street until they passed away. Working with JASA was very important to me, to give back what they gave to my grandparents before they left here.
Well, I don't think that anybody could top that story. I mean, it's a beautiful reason and purpose and goal to become a social worker and helping people age in place. And justice seems like it's, you know, such a great fit for you. You know, I'd love to get more into this. I mean, it's really remarkable. Your story is very sweet and honest. I don't know. There's not a dry eye here. I don't know about back at home, what's going on there. But it's wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about some of the seniors you have met and helped, and maybe something that sticks out or something that even might be a little unique or people wouldn't think to call government? Because, you know, when you call 311, Danny, you're calling government. Right. So it's not really what people would think of. But really, we are the Department of Services for the Aging. We are Project Independence. And most importantly, we are an aging in place initiative. Our goal is to help you stay in your home. I think a lot of times people are scared to call or ask for help because they're afraid someone's going to find out, I shouldn't be alone, or they're afraid they're going to lose their house. But our goal is to help them age in place.
Well, there's another thing. Being what I call a senior, we were not brought up to ask for help.
Right.
You know, it's...
Oh,
right.
Exactly.
I can handle it, you know, but you asked for help, and they said, what? You know, so we're living in a different time, and even though we're seniors, we have to adjust to it, and there is nothing wrong in asking for help. Actually, you are helping someone, because if this young lady never gets a call, she doesn't have a job. Don't put her out of work.
Exactly. Yes, please don't do that.
Be her job security.
Well, to answer your question, when I first started with Project Independence, I thought that it was a little peculiar that I was asked to visit individuals for household maintenance issues. But as I went to the homes with my packets of, you know, the exercise programs and the support groups and the social groups and all of the events that are taking place through Project Independence every month, and I'd bring those with me and a new issue of the Pioneer, and, you know, their faces would light up and they'd say, you know, I was just calling about my gutters being clean. This is fabulous that there's all of this available to me,
right,
through the community, and that you have come to my home to greet me and let me know about all of these, you know, wonderful things that are going on that are available to me that I was so unaware of when,
right,
I called to ask for my gutters being cleaned,
right,
or my windows being washed, and get that too.
Right, and that too. And such great programming that we do offer.
Yes.
And there's no charge. And, you know, there's so many different, you know, between the fitness classes, which is really hot, I mean, because we do the yoga and Tai Chi and Zumba. So if you're able to get out,
right,
you know, there really are great programs. And, you know, if you're not, all you need to do is call 311. Danny, believe it or not, we're coming so close to, I want to just hear about some of your...
One particular person.
Yeah.
Well, I do have one particular constituent who was unable recently to attain a wheelchair for herself, who's still quite independent, even though she, you know, she is an amputee, and her wheelchair is somewhat heavy.
Right.
So she still drives, and she really wants to be able to take herself to her doctor's appointments and dialysis, although her Medicaid would only allot for one wheelchair per 5-year period.
Incredibly complicated situation.
So I did some research, and I was able to retain a less than 30-pound wheelchair, I believe it's 28 pounds,
okay,
for her to be able to take herself to dialysis, lift her wheelchair up, put it in her car, and take her to her doctor's appointments, which gives her that sense of independence to not have,
absolutely,
to take a taxi or the Able Ride or,
you know,
anything like
I
that.
You know, I must say something at this point. Listening to the story about the woman that you're helping.
Yes.
She's not just elderly like I am. She has some real problems. And I think everybody out there, seniors, not everybody, an awful lot, look at what other people do have. They don't realize they should look at what other people don't have.
Right.
We're really very lucky, most of us.
Yes.
Even to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So she's better off for it. And that, again, is because Project Independence doesn't, you know, shut people out. They definitely invite them in. And there's never a never situation. We can always try to attain something, retain something, help link you to a resource, if not obtain the resource for you, and definitely do our best to ensure that individuals age in place.
And that is a truly incredible story. You know, you've got somebody who has, you know, who's a little bit older, who has, you know, certain health conditions, who has certain limitations, but wants to be independent and wants to be on their own and has found a way, and you've helped them find that way to age in place. And, you know, the good news is that there's years for this individual because, you know, if the day does come, we also do provide transportation.
Yes, that's right.
And it's at a very low rate. And we can also, you know, through Medicaid, help her acquire transportation.
That's correct.
So, you know, it's the best situation because right now she's, you know, remaining independent and driving, and you helped her find, you know, a collapsible wheelchair that she's able to handle and get in and out of. So, that's a complicated thing that you did because you're dealing with a lot of issues and you know, the
finances
financial
are very low.
Health,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Aging, I mean,
yes.
And here she is driving to her own doctor appointment, and I think that's wonderful. And Danny, time is up. So if you were nervous, I hope you're not.
Not anymore.
I hope you're not anymore. And I hope you'll come back again. And I know that it is March is Social Work Month. So
it sure is.
Thank you for your service.
Happy Social Work Month, everybody.
And I thank you. I'm an elder.
And we
you're
are
welcome,
coming
Sabina.
Down to the last 5 seconds. You've been listening to Danny Galloway, and we will be right back.